And it's always great on a Friday morning to get our teeth into all the fields from tomorrow's racing. And it is headquarters, as I mentioned. And it's great to have Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, with us on the Friday form every week on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dino. Good
morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. You're in hot form at the moment. You're feeling good about tomorrow?
Feeling pretty good about tomorrow, yeah. It looks a good meeting at headquarters. Always happy to play at Flemington.
Are you keen on the delayed start, the twilight start? Think it's a good thing for racing?
I am, yeah. I like the twilights. I like them a lot better than the nights. But so I think that I'm quite happy to see the twilight fixture. Not every week, but certainly a few times through summer.
3 o'clock the first race and 8 o'clock the last tomorrow at headquarters, which means Nick Quinn's going to be busy. In fact, I want to know which sporting event he will be at, because he's made headlines across the globe this week.
To go to.
Our man from the tab, and he's back on a Friday morning. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all. You're back at the golf?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Now, Nick, you're creating headlines. Are you bringing shame to organisations? Are you bringing disrepute to RSN 927? On the global sporting stage.
Oh, you could even go a step further and say the nation. But, it's been an interesting week out there, and looking forward to getting back there today.
What's your relationship like with Patrick Cantlay?
Hopefully better at the end of the day when I sit down and have a chat with him.
Are you chatting with
him? About the incident?
Yes.
Yeah.
One-on-one style, sort of, you're talking,
Can you give us some feedback, Ramo, on what actually you saw?
When you're a spectator...
Good start.
You are supposed to stay out of the way of the golfers. When they're about to hit the shot, you can't sort of walk in front of them. You can't get too close to them.
You're not part of the activity. You're not watching the activity.
Supposed to be part.
They're only allowed to have one caddy.
One caddy.
You got into Patrick's personal space. You were very, very close to him. And the look that he gave you when you were very close to him was it was hatred. It's like, what are you doing here?
I think hatred's a bit far. I think it was more a look of bemusement. So for those that have no idea what we're talking about, which is probably a huge portion of our audience.
Was it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday. So we'd seen Tiger all of Tuesday, and Tiger was playing again on Wednesday with a small group, and there were thousands following him around. And the other group, it was Patrick Reed and Patrick Cantlay and maybe 30 people. And I said to the other guys, I said, let's go watch these guys. We're going to get a better view. They hit the ball beautifully. So we walked in the middle of the seventh and we watched Patrick Reed, and he totally shanked his shot, went over our heads and into the bushes. So Patrick Reed waddles over. Everyone parts like the sea and he finds his ball. And then everyone's standing around not doing much, and I'm making sure I'm out of the way so Patrick can hit the ball. Not a lot's happening. So I wait another 5 seconds and not a lot's happening. And I'm in a suit because I'd been presenting. And then Patrick Cantlay looked at me and he said, I can see my ball and I've got a clear lie and I wish to play. I was like, okay.
He's not asking permission.
Yeah. And then I just sit there and he goes, and you're in my lie. I said, okay. Again, I didn't really understood what he meant, but I thought I'd better move. So then I walked from where I was standing next to him. Then there was another pause and total silence, and I could just feel everyone was looking at me and I had no idea why. And then he looked at me again and he said, dude, are you serious? I said, what? And then he pointed down, and that's the third photo of me and him between each other and his ball under my right foot. So that was a bit of a setback, but then everyone had a good laugh. And I scattered off and then nearly knocked into Patrick Reed. So the problem was, I thought that Patrick Reed was going to hit his shot and I had no idea Patrick Cantlay's ball was there, but it was quite entertaining. And Benny Everill's arranged for a chat after he's got to win one of his rounds, and then he's going to go to an area and we're going to have a chat about it.
Very
so
nice.
That's why it didn't happen yesterday, because he didn't win.
It's an international incident, is what it is. And it's creating great distress at the embassy.
I wish Whitey was with you. Just the disgust that Whitey would have felt.
I wish Whitey was with me too, because he might have said, Quinny, I think you probably shouldn't stand there or come with me. Or, but look, if they stayed on the course proper, none of this would have happened.
Oh. Course proper. Oh, the old course proper. That's a good point.
What was the going stick down the fairway, then, Nicholas?
It was fantastic. It was just very, it was like my hair just bounced on it. It was beautiful.
Well, you survived the incident. The embassy's still in discussions with the US and trying to work out what sanctions will be applied. But we'll see what happens, and hopefully it's not until after tomorrow's meeting at Flemington, which we need to get our teeth into because we've got a quaddie to have a look at, Quinny. And did your coffee bet win last week? No, I don't think it did. And you're yet to bring in caffeine, which is interesting. Dino, we've got four races, the quaddie, to get our teeth into for first-time players. That's what we do. Have a look at the next day's play and the quaddie leagues to sharpen your pencils. Race six is the first one of those. It's a benchmark 84 affair over the 1,800 metres at Flemington to kick things off for us. 15 going around. And if we go to the middle of the order, Shawnee, who we've talked about a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, I reckon, for Chris Waller, is favourite at tab.com.au.
There are running doubles and daily doubles available too, Daniel, on these four races, yeah, just to let you know.
You can't win on quaddies, apparently, Dino.
Exactly. So I just wanted to warn the punters there, gamble responsibly.
Very good.
You mentioned Shawnee. I'm tipping her. I think back to Flemington's the big key. She ran very well at Moonee Valley, considering the way the race was run, and I just don't think she was very comfortable around the tighter Moonee Valley track, but she's a multiple winner at Flemington. I think she can do it again. Talenti's a promising horse. He does go up sharply in grade here, but his two wins in Australia have been good, and I think he'll be better at Flemington. I'm giving little chances to Savaheat, who just doesn't run 2,000 metres. They tried it again last start, and he just doesn't run the trip. But back to 1,800, that's his optimum distance. He can run well. And Atana, number 5, who I thought was a lot better at Moonee Valley last start, and she might be next best. But 6 and 13 are the better chances, and 4 and 5 a little bit of value just in case they miss out.
6 and 13, 4 and 5. Quinny, what's the market saying?
Shawnee, a $3.30 favourite. Talenti, a $3.50 second elect. O'Torto, the other runner in single figure odds at $7.50. Just on Shawnee, Dino, I dare say a lot of punters would have been a little bit stung last start when she bit the dust at $1.70. You were opposing her on that occasion. So can you just flesh out why you didn't like her the day she got beat at $1.70, but you do anticipate tomorrow's going to be a good winning chance at $3.30?
Yeah, I just thought she'd had a little bit of time between runs, and Moonee Valley was just going to be a bit of a challenge for her, especially the way that race set up. The leaders were going to get an easy time, and that was how it worked out, with Something Silver being right on the pace. And she ran well. Like, she produced, you know, good sectionals to get into the race and battled on well, and I don't think she really handled the last turn that well. So Flemington's a different beast altogether, and she can just roll into the race, and Craig Williams has ridden her before. He knows how to get the best out of her, so I'm pretty keen she'll be winning.
Now, you haven't mentioned the third and fourth elects, so it doesn't look like they'll be going in the quaddie. O'Torto does look a little bit of a D-day because was tremendous first up, but just hasn't replicated that the last two outings, and was a bit underwhelming last start.
Yeah, I was forgiving of him at Flemington because he didn't get a lot of room and they put the blinkers on him last start. I thought he was really plain at Ballarat, but taking the blinkers straight off, obviously didn't feel that worked. He's got an awkward draw to come up with. Who was the other favourite, Nick?
Well, Sir Pippin was the other runner in the market who looked the winner last start on the turn, but just didn't go on with it. That form has stacked up well, though, with Secret Blaze and Rapture running well, but you don't anticipate we'll be featuring tomorrow.
He'll run around the money. He's had the three runs back, and he's back in trip here, but I would have thought Shawnee was the pick of the Waller horses.
All right, so Rammer, one job for you when we get to the Friday form.
6, 13, 4, and 5.
6, 13, 4, and 5 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race 7 is the second leg. 24, the time on it, 2,530 metres at headquarters tomorrow. Benchmark 78 affair. We've got 14 going around because Dr. Dependable has been scratched from this one. And it looks as though Defibrillate will be favourite again. It's had a really good form. Look through its recent form, Dino, for Paddy Payne, the Hall of Famer, Billy Egan in the saddle. $3.10, I think, at tab.com.au.
I think it's a reasonable price too, Daniel. I think he's a really good stayer. He probably just cost himself a little bit at Ballarat through greenness. He just wanted to lay in under pressure and just missed out there. But his previous wins had been good. And I just envisage tomorrow from Barrier 3, at least he'll have sort of probably half the field behind him and not have as much to do. And I think he'll bounce back to winning form. For insurance in the quaddie, I think 7, Pourvu, who was dominant winning two starts back, and then last start, he just cruised up outside the eventual winner. He just didn't get past, but he drops in weight here, and he's had the three runs back now. He should be right at his peak. And I think one of Danny O'Brien's in Sukut, who does seem to run a lot of placings, but he's fit, he's got no weight in his back. Craig Williams to ride, I think he's the other one worth considering. So we're going to be pretty lean in this leg of the quaddie.
Is that what we should be doing, Quinny, according to the market?
Well, hopefully. Defibrillate has been the best backed runner, 350 into 3. Pourvu on the second line of betting at $6. There's been money for one that Dino hasn't mentioned, number 4, Yulong Rising, who's been 15 into 750. This is the first time in Australia we see him race past 2,100. What did you make of him, Dino?
Yeah, he could be an improver. He's going to need a good ride early from Jai McNeil from an awkward draw. I think he and probably Heart of Grace are the two that are on the fringe behind the top three that I've mentioned. I think Heart of Grace ran quite well last start as well.
Two trim-up legs for the quarter. I like it.
Righto, so we're going in nice and lean early doors. Defibrillate, all the rage. And hopefully starts our back end of the quarter. Kick starts the back end of the quarter. Do you like that, Quinny? Not really. Rammer, one job.
There, Daniel.
2-7-14.
2-7-14 in the second leg. Race 8 is the third leg. Down the straight 6 at Flemington over the 1,200. It's benchmark 70. We've got 11 at this stage going around. Volum and Pinion have been scratched for the Young and Conlon stables, respectively, Dino, which means just the 11. And in the middle of the order, King of Hastings for Anthony Friedman is favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and the market's changed a bit with Pinion scratching because she was well in the betting. I think King of Hastings is a good chance. I think there's a value chance here in number 13, Leanne. I thought all three runs this time in have been terrific. I like where she's drawn down the straight, and I just thought back to 1,200 is actually a plus. I think she'll run really well. King of Hastings, he was just in an awkward spot at Ballarat in that the runs probably appeared 700 from home and he had to sort of take them. And I thought by the 200 he'd just peaked on his run. He'll be fitter for that run. He's a good galloper. I think he's Magic Millions bound. He can run very well. Eagle Ridge resumes. He's a handy horse early in a preparation. He can run well down the straight fresh. And 11, the closer, who didn't have a great preparation last time in, but looks to have come back okay in recent trials. And I would expect a fair run from her fresh. But I think 13 and 6 are the main chances, but I'd want a couple more running for me as well.
Could be the RR here, Leanne, an $11 chance. So nice price available there for Dino's selection. There's been money for a couple of runners. King of Hastings has been popular. There's been a little bit of support for number 10, More Sundays, the son of More Joyous, who won a class one at Pakenham last start. You anticipate this might be a bit too tough, Dino?
I was a fan of More Sundays. He's tested the patience a bit, but he got back to form last start. It is a rising grade, but maybe that win will give him confidence. But I just want to see him at this sort of level at this stage.
All righty. So it's pretty straightforward, this quad at the moment, Rammer, from what I can see. And all you need to do is tell us the numbers on the third leg, please.
13-6-3-11.
All right, 13-6-3-11. So three down, one to go. Don't forget the Rammer Ruffy not too far away and the Dino's World Famous Formula Bet. Also, a part of the Friday form on the Breakfast Club, looking at Flemington tomorrow. The quaddy legs are three down. And as I mentioned, one to go to get to that. Also, find a few tips from Quinny as well through the journey. 18 past 7 on a Friday morning. It's a glorious morning in Melbourne Town. Back with more after this. You absolutely have, and we're wrapped that you're with us on a Friday morning on RSN 927. Michael Felgate after 8:30 on Racing Pulse, and Gareth Hall from New Zealand on RSN Central from around about 10:30 this morning. We've still got a busy program to come. Kane Richardson, Dean Vickerman, Ian Baker Finch, if you don't mind. Some of the biggest names in sport, but we've got two of the biggest with us on the Friday form, Nick Quinn from the Tab and Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst on the Friday form. And we are three legs into the quaddie. We've got one to go, Dino. Race number 9 is that race, and we'll have a full field of 15 going around. We've got myself from Madrid being scratched for Paul Prushka, and Thorindor will get a run for Mick Kent, which gives us the 15. But Morrissey for the Corstens camp is favourite with Craig Williams in the saddle at tab.com.au.
Well, I learnt in the ad break that it's a numbers game, Daniel, so I'm going to take 5 in the last leg of the quaddie. Starting with Morrissey.
Very good.
He's had the 3 runs back. Going to be right on the pace, and I think he's very well suited, number 10. 9 Bumper Blasts, lightly raced horse, of course, won the Sub-Zero handicap for the Greys over Melbourne Cup week. And then I thought his run at Ballarat was fine. He's back in trip here. He should run well. Another one that's back in trip is number 3, East India Man. I just don't think he saw out the 1600 of the Kilmore Cup. He's better suited here. 5, Nocio Ramwell first up has got some hope. And 13, Vigier, who has won 3 of his past 4. He'll burn across and lead, and he'll give them something to chase for a long way. He's in really good form. But I think a little bit more open than the market would suggest the last race. So I think it's a very competitive race.
How come you butcher the market, Quinny? That's what Dino wants to know.
Well, Morrissey was $4.80 and has been well-backed into $3.50. So a lot of punters obviously impressed with that luckless third at Moonee Valley last start and has been the best-backed runner in the lucky last. When you say that, though, Dino, for those that maybe want to back Morrissey and haven't yet or are entertaining the likes of Bumper Blast, do you think it will even out a little bit?
Oh, I think so, although, the early money has suggested gone, you know, certainly with Morrissey. I thought he was about a $4 chance, so that's why I just think he's a little bit overbet now. But as you said, he was quite unlucky at Moonee Valley last start.
And it sounds like you've been forgiving of Bumper Blast, who ran 5th as a $3 second favourite last start. Now, that was at Ballarat, and we saw a few runners really underperform. Has that been a tricky meeting to assess in hindsight? Because just a few bizarre things seemed to happen, and it was one of those days where a lot of runners with good credentials just didn't perform.
Righto. No worries. No worries. We're having some issues there, maybe with Dino's line down there, so we'll try and get that reconnected. But it was a good question. I thought it was a good question.
I really got worried then when he didn't respond. I was like, what have I said wrong? I haven't had a good week. I don't need these little jilts to the confidence.
Well, what you've done is create absolute mayhem all across the globe. Yes. And also in here at RSN 97. What you've done is take Dino off here.
I'm the cooler.
Which is
what a great movie that was.
You're the pothole, according to one of our Twitters. You're always in the road.
That was very good from Juppy. Well done.
From Juppy. Solid. Solid work.
Good so, punting Rama, movies we could discuss.
Yes.
The Cooler, would it be on the podium for you?
What's The Cooler? I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a cracker. It's about a loser in life that the casino hires, and they plant him near winning punters, and he stops their winning run. But then he has a little bit of joy with a glamour, and all of a sudden, he becomes the good luck charm.
Matthew McConaughey.
That's a ripper.
Two for the money?
That's a ripper.
Yeah.
Right, stand by. We haven't even got through the quaddy leg yet. Now, Rama, you've got one job. We've gone through 3 legs. So what's the last leg numbers, please?
10, 9, 3, 5, and 13.
Right, I said to the last leg. So what always happens, someone will just tune in right about now.
Yes,
now. And they hear we're talking about the quaddy, they know we're talking about the quaddy on the Friday form, and they haven't got the other numbers. So can you please go through all of the numbers on the Friday form, quaddy, please?
This is elite padding.
Well, we always go through the numbers. This is what we do.
Race 6, 6, 13, 4, and 5. Race 7, 2, 7, and 14. Race 8, 13, 6, 3, and 11.
You can say it with some energy if you like.
Race 9, 10, 9, 3, 5, and 13.
There you go. Just a bit of colour at the end. Give it some life. Dino, Quinny asked you a great question. I'd like to get him to ask it again, but I don't think he remembers what he asked you. Do you?
I do. So it sounds like you've been forgiving of Bumper Blast in the lucky last for that 5th at Ballarat. Has that been a hard form race to reassess throughout the course of the day where there were runners that were very respected in the market that just totally underperformed and underwhelmed?
Yeah, a little bit, and they got back, and it was that sort of race. It was a little bit hard to make ground, but I think back to Flemington, and with the weight drop, he can certainly bounce back tomorrow.
All right, so that's the quaddy legs done and dusted on the Friday form. You got a Rama Ruffy for us, Dino?
Yeah, we're going back to earlier in the program, Daniel, to race 4. Number 11, Evening Glory, the omen tip at the Twilight meeting. But it was a very good run first up. And the winner of that race, Neighbourhood, then went to Pakenham and won. And the second horse, Scorpius, won very well at Sandown on Wednesday. And it just seems very big odds for a horse coming out of a terrific form reference.
What would those very big odds be at tab.com.au, Nicholas?
18 and 5.
Oh, he's done it again. 18 and 5. That's sort of our real sweet spot for Dino of recent times. That $14 to $18 mark is where he's really nailed things. 18 and 5 for Evening Glory, the Rama Ruffy of the weekend, race 4, number 11. Fantastic stuff. I love that stuff, Dino. What about the formula bet? Who are you playing for today?
We're playing for Dutchie Van Dam of Mooney Ponds.
Dutchie Van Dam. What a great name.
Yep, and Dutchy, hopefully he can get the money in. $40 a win, race 6, number 6, Shawnee. $40 a win, race 7, number 2, Defibrillate. $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 6, number 6, into race 7, number 2 for Dutchy de Van Dam from Mooney Ponds.
And that all-up comes to $9.90 pre-multiplier, so happy days for the punters. What about last week, Hart?
What about that? I was glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that. We had a punter who sent through a tweet with photographic evidence, Dono, you love this, of the 5x multiplier.
It was extraordinary.
It must have been a glitch. it's a dead set glitch is what it is, but he got a 5x. Now, in fairness, he had a pretty wide-ranging multi, which was never going to get up. But we did see evidence, Nicholas.
It was exciting seeing
the glitch actually occurred, and there was a 5x.
So if you got a person, a worker type person that's sitting there as a multiplier that just sits there and assesses each bet before they, or is it just a random?
So Trent spins, Trent Langscale sits at his desk and he's got this little roulette wheel that he spins, and a lot of them obviously are the lower numbers, but every now and again it does pop up on the car, which is in punting circles, the x5 on the multiplier. So wow. Good to see Trent keeping busy and give that punter a bit of love. I'd like to see more of it, Trent.
Yeah, more five-timers.
That's how great was it?
You know what you'll get, and this is dead set serious, you'll get excellent feedback from your customers.
I couldn't agree more. Throw the fives in.
Throw the fives in.
Or give the punters a chance, like you get 1 5 a year, or even you cop that. You can use it wherever you want. Oh, yeah.
Maybe a month.
Yeah, give us more than a year. 12 months.
It's like Christmas. You want to look forward to it. Oh. Would you want Christmas every month?
Yes.
No.
Of course you would.
You'd be buying tennis rackets and then Whitey for advice. Yes. That was beautiful radio. That was absolute champagne comedy.
If you want golf clubs for a 15-year-old, Daniel, come to me, okay?
That's right.
I was up for state selection at that stage.
Don't laugh, he was.
No, Dino, I'm not laughing at the fact that he was, but just the conversation on the back of yesterday.
That's right. You've got to go somewhere that's experienced it.
What would you have gone? The Top Flight Tours? The Tour Editions back when you were 15? Do you know what were the sticks of choice?
The sticks of choice. Yeah. That's a good question back then, but I think they were the PGFs.
The PGF, the Kel Nagel, the Nagels.
Yeah, they probably were, and the DDH hexagonal ball.
The DDH 500.
Yep.
I'm with you. I'm, that is right. This is my sweet spot as a golfing teenager, that sort of stuff. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's a bit sad. Because that's a long time ago.
It is.
Did you have a Woodwood?
Until about I was about 14, and then I swapped over to the TaylorMade.
We actually talking to Ian Baker Finch after the break. Remember, yeah. Ian Baker Finch had the graphite 3-wood that he used to win the Masters in the playoff.
Yes,
and I remember at the time it was not a controversial club, but a new club. Graphite. To use, and he hit. Mm. We'll talk to you about that after the break.
Right, we can do that. So, are you saying we get rid of these blokes?
No, we've still got a bit of time.
No,
we have to. Dino,
the job's been done. The job has been done. The quaddie is taken care of. The Ramarafi, which is a ripper, race 4, number 11, at 18 and 5, is fantastic. The Formula Better, race 6, number 6, into race 7, number 2, is done at $9.90 pre multiplier. It's a big day. It's going to be a fill up day for all our punters, Dino, and we look forward to hearing more from you on RSN 927 across the weekend.
Terrific. Thank you, guys.